Nolte, media launch gaslighting campaign after White House demands better economic coverage. By John Nolte on December 9, 2021. Earlier this week, we learned the White House is aggressively courting the corporate media to reshape economic coverage in its favor. Well, to the surprise of no one, it's working. Portator's newsletter. The officials have been discussing with newsrooms trends pertaining to job creation, economic growth, supply chains, and more. The basic argument that has been made, that the country's economy is in much better shape than it was last year. I'm told the conversations have been productive, with anchors and reporters and producers getting to talk with the officials. Emphasis original. That was Tuesday. Today is Thursday, and just look at all the hoary whores already out there whoring. Although overall gas prices are up by more than a dollar since his fraudulency Joe Biden assumed office, Don Lemon, DCNN, still, literally, serenaded Joe Biden over a drop of a few pennies. Lemon, who has been credibly accused of a sexual assault, declared this savings big economic relief. Remember this? This was just a few days ago. More whoring. Biden is delivering the fastest economic recovery in history. Why hasn't anyone noticed? The Hill's headline reads. The piece itself is full of cherry-picked data. By any objective measure, the economy is slowing to a near standstill. By any objective measure, job creation is slowing. Productivity dived to 1960 lows. And we can all feel inflation everywhere. Food, energy, services. Prices are going up at a rate unseen since the Carter years. Why? Because the federal government is overheating the economy with a lunatic amount of spending, and Slow Joe wants to spend trillions more. By any measure, we are careening straight into a recession, but will you look at all this whoring? It's a Biden boom, and no one has noticed yet, per the Washington Monthly. Bloomberg today, the Biden economy is actually pretty good. Far left CNN again, glimmers of hope emerge in the supply chain nightmare. And again, reasons for optimism, Omicron, gas prices and inflation. MSNBC this week, Biden's economy is strong, but you wouldn't know it. Left-wing Axios was carrying Biden's water 2 weeks before Biden even asked them. The economy is great, but voters don't believe it. They're all such good dogs. Remember when Democrats were good at empathy? Empathy was one of their strong points. 20 years ago, and this includes the media, the left would never have been so stupid as to bring out a brass band over gas prices dropping a few pennies. But this is who they really are. The left hates everyday Americans. They have nothing but contempt for us and think so little of us they believe we can be gaslighted into believing a few pennies matter. As though we're too stupid to remember gas under $2.50 a gallon during the Trump administration. The message from Democrats and their media minions is very clearly this, you stupid rubes, it's a boom. You just don't understand the economy is booming because you're stupid rubes. The good news is that this will backfire. The media is too discredited to have any influence over public opinion anymore. So, all the media can do is further undermine their credibility with these shameless gaslighting campaigns on behalf of their failed president. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.